Hello to members of Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. I am trusting all is well with you and your joy of Christ grows deeper by the day. We serve a merciful God who loves us unconditionally and without respect of persons, whether rich or poor. All praises unto Almighty God. We live in changing times. How we move about with one another has changed. How we work and carry on every day has changed. How we interact with each other has changed. Our minds are consumed with the risk of getting a virus. We are forced to live more distantly. Life has changed so dramatically. Change today has affected the church. Most churches are still closed on Sunday. Churches are forced to serve their members and community through the means of virtual technology. We do what we have to do. Virtual technology allows us to keep the church organization operating, but there are some losses. We lose the benefits of being together and embracing one another. The joy of fellowship and laughter with getting together has decreased dramatically. Yes, we use the telephone. Individually, we visit each other, but not as a church body, as we have in the past. Are we still a church in the real sense? Consider this. Our life today shows us what it really means to be the church. The church is not the physical building. We are. This is what we are learning today. We've always known this, but now are we experiencing what it means to be in a church without the benefit of physical fellowship? Our scripture lesson visits the growing stage of the early church. The apostles labor to elevate the integrity of the church. God called the church to minister in the world and to not be of the world. How can the church minister today and keep her reputation intact? Our text is found in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Amen. Consider this subject for meditation. Be a credible witness. We'll discuss the need for true ministers of faith to attend to the spiritual needs of those living in darkness. Successful church ministry requires all members to be available to God to be used as He deems. Church life has changed for the time being. Though we are unable to physically meet at the church house, we are still the church. Within ourselves, we are the church. Wherever we go, people encounter the church, though they may be unaware. We are the church. The book of Acts is the living record of the early church fulfilling her evangelistic mission in the world. The early church tasted persecution at her start and continues to this day. The church today faces satanic attack from all sides. If we endure as the first church in Acts, we will succeed. We consider the challenges that plagued the early church in Acts against the forces of hostility, persecution, and satanic opposition. The church at large is still under attack. Both leaders and members are sorely afflicted. Jesus offers no alternative plan for replacing the church. There is no such thing as a perfect church. If there was, none of us would be allowed in. Even so, there is no backup plan to replace the church. Jesus said, Upon this rock I will build my church, and also the gates of hell shall not prevail. The devil still tries. The church is God's representative in the earth. The church is an assembly of saints called to operate together as Christ's body. As a corporate body, each member is called to live in a manner worthy of being called of God. Each member lives as if constantly being on trial. Picture Satan going before God to personally accuse you of being a Christian by name only. Naturally, Satan wants you to be false, wants you condemned before God for the wrongs you do. If you were in a courtroom with Satan as the prosecutor, he wants God to condemn you. Satan tries to force God's hand as he did with Job. Actually, Satan wants to discredit the entire church. Even when you strive to be a credible witness, Satan will falsely accuse you before God. But you know God's response to Satan. I am the Almighty God, the judge of all men. I shall have mercy on whom I will have mercy. God will politely tell Satan, case dismissed. Becoming a credible witness for God. Saints are spiritually defective and in need of spiritual healing. Even so, God appointed the saints to do his bidding in the earth. God needs you to be a credible witness of his truth. We evolve into a credible witness as the character of God overshadows our imperfections. As you evolve into a credible witness for God, the devil attacks to destroy your credibility. First, the devil tries to destroy the leadership. Second, the devil tries to divide the congregation. Third, the devil tries to seduce the church into worldliness. A maturing church is one that grows through perseverance, prayer, and devotion. The devil labors to destroy the works of the credible witness because he hates God and those whom are blessed of God. But the credible witness will endure to be used of God. The conversion power of God's word turns natural sinners into a credible witness for God, in whom he labors to compel others to come to Jesus. The credible witness exhibits the truth of Christ in speech and conduct. Credible witnesses live their life as an open epistle read by men. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. The life of a credible witness is a great influence to those living in darkness. Saints must live rightly so unbelievers can see God's truth unfolding in real life. They may hear the Spirit's voice calling them out. Now is the day of salvation. Challenges for today's churches. Life teaches us the perfect church does not exist. A church can be perfect if members are perfect. So those who attend church are imperfect and in need of spiritual healing. There are common problems that exist in every church and rooted in our imperfection. The early church had problems with some members having an attitude of superiority. As Christians, we must be careful not to adopt attitudes of being better than those who act unchristian. The only difference as Christians, we are sinners saved by grace. The ungodly simply are unsaved. The early church had problems with some members thinking they had earned more rights than others because they were Jews. As Christians, we must not harbor attitudes that suggest we are the only one God favors or loves. The early church had problems with some members thinking they deserved more attention than others. The problems in the early church are with us today across the nation and rooted in our society. The credible witness will remember that every man is saved by grace and is loved by God. We must not harbor attitudes that affect whom and how we minister or witness to others. Christians live by a divine standard that is established by God. Our testimony is on trial every day. In our heightened, woke society today, people are on edge and looking for spiritual relief. People are looking for answers, but don't know where to turn. People want to be treated better, though they don't treat others right themselves. Everybody is searching for a way out of the mess in our nation. Some think the right politics, right candidate, right strategy would get us out of this lull we find ourselves in. God is the answer. He called the church to be the credible witness to direct everybody to Jesus. This is the battle we find ourselves as Christians. The world hated Jesus, and anyone connected to Jesus and imitating Jesus is slated to be hated too. The credible witness is one that imitates Christ's attitude of mercy and forgiveness, is guided by love. This is hard when your enemies try to hurt or kill you. The credible witness is one that allows the peace of Christ to dwell in his or her heart in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. The credible witness is thankful to God in all situations, keeps God's word in his or her heart to remain obedient, especially during ongoing periods of hardship. The world needs the credible witness more than it knows. God speaks through the credible witness, and when you speak, the people must know that you have been with God and are now on the scene as Christ's ambassador. Wherever you go and whatever you say, people need to see and hear God through you, the credible witness. In our text, the apostles are leaders in the early church which appeared to be perfect. After all, thousands were being added to the membership roll. The apostles knew better. The apostles are faced with unfairness and favoritism in the church. Such sin will destroy the church. The apostles' primary role is to pray and minister the word. The apostles needed credible witnesses to handle common problems that the church was facing in a godly manner. The church took on the responsibility of feeding the hungry, but the way the hungry were being fed became a black mark on the church. Some of the hungry were overlooked and ignored. Others were favored. The apostles resolved to keep preaching the word, but they needed help to keep the ministry of mercies running smoothly. The apostles saw the gravity of the situation. Complaints of unfairness, favoritism, and neglect would ultimately destroy the church. They couldn't manage the church alone, so the apostles called on maturing believers to manage the affairs of the church. These were the credible witnesses. The early church in Acts thrived because the apostles were powerful vessels of the good news of Jesus Christ. The apostles had to endure much persecution and hostility in their efforts to fulfill the Great Commission. But the apostles weren't lone rangers in the gospel. Credible witnesses joined the ranks of ministering. These were the product of the apostles' preaching, teaching, and labors. New believers tasted persecution along with the apostles. The more people were persecuted while listening to the gospel, the more others wanted to hear the gospel and be baptized for the remission of sins. This is what every church needs today. Faith Cumberland has many challenges today, as do other churches. Having been out of the physical building for some time now, those walking by our open doors on past Sundays are not able to come in and hear the gospel. The devil is exploiting this situation. The challenge for us today is to be credible witnesses in our private relationships. Every encounter is a moment to represent Christ. Whether you are in the grocery store, when you're in the hospital with an opportunity to share Christ, it can be anywhere you are to be a credible witness. Why? Because spiritual life is hanging in the balance for many. What the apostles feared more than hostility, persecution, or even death was a church that would be founded on the sinfulness that motivates the world. To assure the integrity of the church, the apostles established the character of leadership needed to produce credible witnesses. Credible witnesses assure the soundness of the church for ministering to a dying world. Three basic truths we need to know about the credible witness. This is the end of part one. Be a credible witness.